You can do this by traveling, watching documentaries, reading a book, or simply viewing a YouTube video. Be aware of your privilege. Number 3. If you're just starting out in your career, getting into a new relationship, or beginning a new chapter in your life, it's important to pause for a moment and reflect on what reaching this milestone means to you. It's sad to work so hard for something only to become complacent once you've achieved your goal. Don't let your brain do that. Write yourself a letter or create a video diary reminding your future self how much your past self wanted something. For example, if you're a college graduate who's struggling to find a job and is in a really bad financial situation, write yourself a letter that outlines exactly how you feel. Talk about how much a good job would mean to you. Then, down the line, when you land that amazing job, like I know you will because you'll work hard for it, read the letter and remember how far you've come. I was recently talking to my friend David when he said something life-changing. He was actually repeating something his professor said to him. There's a lot of horrible things happening in the world, and to deal with it, you have two choices. You can pretend it doesn't exist and be numb to it. You can probably do this and live a long, happy life and still feel like a good person. Or you can recognize that you won the lottery with your privilege and do something with your winnings. Being appreciative is an important ingredient in the recipe for happiness, and happiness is an important ingredient in the recipe for being a boss. Surprise! There's baking involved. Either you can focus on the one oddly shaped puzzle piece in your hand, or you can take a look at the bigger picture and remember all that you are blessed with. It's your lottery money, so how are you going to spend it? I mean, for starters, you can go out and actually buy Mindy's book. It's so damn good. All right, listener, let's get grateful. List 5 things you take for granted every single day. Chapter 50, Be in Sync. When you think of the most important team in your life, who do you think of? Maybe it's your hometown football team. Maybe it's your coworkers who all work alongside you during late nights at the office. Or maybe it's your family, the people who support you through thick and thin and know just how weird you truly are. Not the cute weird either, the real weird. But while these teams are all important, none of them are as important as the team we have within us. This team governs our happiness, consciousness, and productivity. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing your starting lineup for the home team. Up first, weighing in at approximately 3 pounds, sporting a fabulous thinking cap, give it up for your mind! Up next, weighing 5 pounds more than before you ate lunch, and the only player on the team that has scored any physical points in the game, give it up for your body! And last, weighing at 0 physical pounds, but feeling like a ton, the inspiration for an entire genre of music, give it up for your soul. I'll wait a moment for the crowd to settle down. Conquering your mind, body, and soul and training them to work as a team allow you to align your thoughts, actions, and emotions. This alignment will not only result in genuine happiness, but also provide you with the optimal conditions to be productive. After all, when a team works together, it can accomplish great things. But if even one member of the team doesn't cooperate, the entire team will become inefficient and disagreeable. Think of your mind, body, and soul as members of a group project. You get the best grade when everyone does an equal amount of work. As soon as one person pulls the, "My computer crashed" line, the entire project suffers. If the thought of having little team members inside yourself terrifies you, then first of all, you need to watch Inside Out because this concept is actually adorable. And second of all, you can also just think of yourself as a machine. Oh yeah, because robots are less terrifying than cute cartoons. Stop it. Imagine you're driving your car and you turn the steering wheel left, but the wheels end up turning right. And when you step on the brakes, the car accelerates. If all the parts of a machine aren't working together, the machine will fail at performing a task. The best results come from a well-oiled machine, and that's what you should strive to make your mind, body, and soul. A well-oiled, fully functional machine that allows you to perform your best. How can you tell if your team members are in sync? Well, is your Facebook status reflective of your actions in real life? And are those actions reflective of what you truly believe in your heart? Do you perform certain actions throughout your day that you constantly feel guilty about? Do you say you're going to do something, but then just can't get yourself to do it? If your thoughts, actions, and emotions are not all in line, then your team is not in sync. Discovering your team is not working together is an indication that you need to make some changes. When people ask me if I'm dating anyone, I reply very honestly by saying, no, because I'm a bad girlfriend. Chances are by the time you're listening to this audiobook, nothing will have changed because artificial men don't exist and Chris Hemsworth doesn't know I exist. I discovered I was a bad girlfriend when I realized that my team wasn't in sync during my last relationship. I'd been dating my boyfriend at the time for about 2 years, which is basically an eternity, and aside from a few incompatibilities, he was a great guy. In my mind, I told myself, he checks all the boxes, and so I definitely care about him. When people asked me about him, I would tell them the same thing. When we would argue about me not giving him enough attention or time, I would reply, "That's ridiculous! Of course I care about you!" Here's the thing, though. I felt like I cared about him, and I said that I cared about him. But I never acted like I cared about him. I kept prioritizing other things above him, and thus my body wasn't in sync with my mind and soul. My machine wasn't able to produce the love and dedication required for a successful relationship. Eventually, I ended things because I knew something was not right. My team didn't agree about that relationship, but it did agree about my career. Pulling an all-nighter to work on videos instead of having a conversation with my boyfriend was something all my team members agreed on. I said I would work. I felt like working, and then I worked. When I realized that my team was in alignment regarding my career, I also realized that I wasn't ready to prioritize a relationship. Basically, my mind, body, and soul were a gold medal-winning synchronized swimming team. Your team is there to help you make life's toughest decisions. When I was applying for graduate school, I remember thinking I wanted to get in and acting like I wanted to, but my soul spoke up and got me to stop writing the essay for the application. I didn't truly feel good about going to graduate school, and that feeling led me to pursue my current career. Your team members will give you hints, so don't ignore them. In addition, don't ever feel like your mind, body, and soul are wrong if other people have different ideas about what you should be doing. It's your team. They play for you. The next time you do something, pay attention to the feeling you have afterward. If you feel guilty about your actions, chances are your team is not aligned. If you regret saying something, chances are you're not in sync. If the 140 characters you type on Twitter don't reflect your character offline, you have some team building to do. It's a beautiful feeling to have your mind, body, and soul all working together to achieve a common goal. When everything is in harmony, you'll never have to lie or be fake. You can just be unapologetically yourself. Talk about squad goals. Listen to your mind. Work with your body. Feel with your soul. Be in sync. Be so in sync that when you leave a room, you say, baby, bye, bye, bye. All right, listener, let's get in sync. Think of a big decision you have coming up. And now answer these three questions. What do you think you should do? What do you feel you should do? And what will you actually do? Out of the Blue, 2007. I am 19 years old, and I've been calling myself Superwoman for years now. I'm not really sure I've earned that title, though. I think it just sounds cool and makes me feel empowered. The name helps me believe that I can get through anything, but that might just be silly of me. I'm listening to Alicia Keys' song Superwoman on repeat, completely mesmerized by the music video. It features strong women who have overcome challenges and exude confidence. They deserve to be called Superwomen. No one would dispute that. I watch them with admiration, dreaming about the day when I'll truly be worthy of such a title. I want to be strong like them. I want to fight like them. I want to stand for something like they do. I'm inspired by the lyrics, but the feeling I have listening to the song is also bittersweet. Deep down, I'm fearful that none of these words will ever apply to me. What if I'm destined for nothing great at all? What if my cape fades away and the S on my chest is just a teenage delusion? I don't know where I want to go in life or what I want to be. All I know is that I want to do something special and be known for something. That would be a dream come true. 2016. You know what, actually? I think it makes more sense for my sis Alicia Keys to take this one. Take it away, girl.
I'm 27 years old, and I've been calling myself Superwoman for years now. In fact, millions of people around the world also know me by that name. Superwoman is a symbol for strength and empowerment. Young girls and boys make an S symbol with their fingers and beam with pride. I guess it makes them feel like they can get through anything. My journey as Superwoman has taken me to a lot of cool places, but tonight, I'm definitely at one of the coolest. I'm in Sicily, Italy, and we're heading to a private dinner at an ancient temple. We arrive and it's absolutely stunning, unlike anything I've ever seen. I have a delicious meal while surrounded by amazing people and engaged in great conversation. I didn't think the night could get any better, but then it does. Beneath the stars, I stand by the ancient ruins and listen to Alicia Keys perform live. Her voice is like food for my soul. I am captivated by her energy. I close my eyes and live the moment as thoroughly as I possibly can, feeling blessed for this opportunity. She finishes her set with power and grace, and I feel as if her performance has added years to my life. I go back to my table and start gathering my things to leave. I'm feeling so overwhelmed that I almost don't notice the tap on my shoulder. I turn around and see the gorgeous face of Alicia Keys smiling at me. She says to me, "I was gonna sing Superwoman for you." A wave of emotion overcomes me. In that moment, I've officially been dubbed the Superwoman. She goes on to say how proud she is of everything I'm doing with my book, lipstick, and hashtag girl love campaign. She knows I stand for something, and those things are special. This moment is a dream come true.
Conclusion. I am so proud of you. In fact, forget about me and how I feel. You should be so proud of yourself. You've officially graduated from BAUS training, and the world isn't going to know what hit it. I'm so hyped to see how you're going to conquer the planet, and I'll be cheering you on along the way. Take a moment and pat yourself on the back, because damn it, you deserve it. In fact, give yourself a hug and make sure you really mean it. I truly hope that the lessons in this audiobook have helped you in some way. I am grateful and humbled that you've given me a piece of your time and the opportunity to share my experiences. No, really, listening to an audiobook takes a lot of effort and patience. Thank you. I would love to hear your thoughts on this book, because it will only make me better in my own life. Hit me up on my social media and let's have a conversation. Also, if you miss me, you can catch my videos every Monday and Thursday on YouTube at youtube.com/LilySing. I can't promise I'll be as grammatically correct there, though. I will, however, be just as hilarious and charming. I would like to end by saying that there's enough room in this world for all of us to succeed. We all have what it takes to be the best version of ourselves. Sometimes our inner boss gets knocked down and discouraged, and that's okay. That's temporary. That doesn't define you. Your strength is everlasting. You are the most powerful person in your life. And don't you ever forget that you call the shots. You are a boss. Keep mastering, keep hustling, keep making heads turn, keep being a magical unicorn. One love, Superwoman. That is a wrap. And zoop! With love, Lily. Acknowledgements. First and foremost, I would like to thank God for allowing me to live this magnificent life filled with blessings on blessings. I never need to look up and ask for your help, because you've already been kind enough to give me everything I need to live a beautiful life. Thank you for the tools. Here's hoping you receive this book somehow, some way. I'll also try tweeting you. Thank you to my Superwoman, my strong and beautiful mother. No, for real, she's mad hot. Just thinking about you makes me emotional, and it's literally the most annoying thing ever. Like, who is cutting onions right now? Stop that. You have made countless sacrifices for me, even though when I was growing up, I wasn't always the easiest to deal with. In fact, I was a stubborn brat. I'm really sorry about that. Thank you for still loving me unconditionally. More than anything, thanks for having the guts to be a strong, epic warrior queen, even in the face of adversity. To you and Dad both, thank you for letting your crazy daughter follow her crazy internet dreams. I know that was scary. I hope I'm making you proud. I love you. Thank you to my sister Tina and her beautiful family, specifically her fantastic husband and three gorgeous baby boys, for satisfying the role of good Indian daughter. Mom and Dad don't need any more grandkids, and that makes my life a lot easier. You're the real MVP. Thank you to my friends, not one of the 2,000 on Facebook, but my nearest and dearest, for being my rock during some of the toughest transitions in my life. I never imagined my life would be this wild roller coaster, and I don't know where I would be without you holding me down. Thank you, Anoshini. Babe, who are all these people? Chase, yes, please read in that accent. Humble, who did offer me hair ties. Ummer, shutting down LP since time. Sheena, my favorite hippie. Nandini, SPS love. Madhuri, mini Reese for life. Majuri is a great person. And Sandy, hashtag OOTD queen. Even to the once upon a time friends I no longer speak with, thank you for shaping me and playing a role in my life. I appreciate all of you and wish you nothing but the absolute best, truly. Thank you to my awesome team, Sarah, Kyle, Hanada, Sari, Anita, Rachel, my glam team, Ashley, Renee, and Sarah, and Adrian and Kyla and everyone else at ID, Chris, TJ, and everyone at WME, especially my smart-as-hell literary agent, Erin Malone. She's basically a genius and probably finished going through my book in 2 hours. I know I am a crazy person, and thank you for accepting me and allowing me to destroy your inboxes on the regular. Shoutouts to my super cool editor, Sarah Weiss, for helping me make sense in this book and making notes like, I don't get this joke. I really need that type of reality check from time to time. In addition, thank you to everyone at Penguin Random House for being so psyched about this book. You made me feel really special and also bought me Nutella, two things I will never forget. Shoutouts to Marion Garner and Bhavna Chauhan from Canada, We the North, and Tig Wallace and Fenella Bates from the UK. Also, huge shoutouts to Jessica Kay, who's recording this audiobook right now and taught me how to say vulnerable. I talked about my tour and documentary approximately 700 times in this book, and that's because it was one of the best experiences of my life. Thank you to everyone who made a trip to Unicorn Island possible, including the entire cast, crew, and production company. Let's do it again. This time we need to address the whole things aren't possible because of gravity issue. Thank you to my biggest inspirations, Dwayne Johnson, Selena Gomez, Jimmy Fallon, Marshall Montano, Kunal Nair, Lindsay Sterling, and Alicia Keys. Writing chapters about my experiences with you both directly and indirectly has been such an honor. And also kind of creepy when I reflect on some particular moments. You're all really effing cool. Especially you, DJ. You've given me enough inspiration to last 5 lifetimes. Okay, I'm almost done. Don't worry. Don't you dare play that soft music to force me off the stage, okay? This is my moment. I'd like to thank YouTube, both the literal HTML script or whatever that makes the platform possible, and all the awesome sauce people who work there for making my magical career a reality. You gave a sad girl an outlet, and I am forever grateful for your existence. To my fellow creators, thank you for continuously inspiring me and blazing a new exciting path for all of us. You're the only people on the planet who can relate to the anxiety that annotations cause. I relate to you on a spiritual level. Keep killing the game. Thank you to Team Super for having my back and being the most dedicated group of internet friends a girl could ever hope for. You support me in ways I can never understand, and I love you for that. You make me smile, and you make me proud. Thank you to energy drinks and extra buttery popcorn for being by my side throughout this entire book recording process. I don't know where I would be without you. I'm just kidding, I do. I would be 5 pounds lighter, but that's okay. I love you for you, and you love me for me. Also, thank you to Spanx for making the previous note even more okay and acceptable. You literally take my breath away. You're rad as F. XOXO. This is Lily Singh. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of How to Be a Boss, a guide to conquering life. This program was directed by Jessica Kay. Executive producer, Juliana Wilson. Text copyright 2017 by Lily Singh. Production copyright 2017 Penguin Random House, LLC, all rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.